Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Calhoun, Georgia, at Mohawk's Flooring Center, and I'm with Rochelle Routman, Vice President of Sustainability for Mohawk Flooring. Rochelle, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you this morning, Kemp?
I'm good. Last time I interviewed you, you had just been named one of the top 10 most powerful women in sustainability, and that was quite an honor about a year ago, right?
Yes, that was about a year ago, last fall.
And we'll talk about how they're continuing that. But first, let's go to why we're here today. We're right off I-75 at the brand new Union Grove exit, which is the new gateway to Mohawk, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and we're very proud of that.
Just built a new exit off I-75 that just dumps right into the Mohawk complex. So we're here because this building, this 175,000 square foot building, which was originally a spinning mill, has just been awarded LEED Gold certification, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, everybody in the business knows that Mohawk's the largest player in the flooring business in the world. And to set the stage just a little bit, this office in Calhoun is the center for Brian Carson, the president of Mohawk, and his team. And about 2.5 years ago, it underwent a major construction project and was converted from an old spinning mill and now houses over 300 employees, right?
Yes, that's right. We have 309 employees as of today, and we are going to add space for maybe another 50 or 60 employees.
This is audio. You can't see it, but I've got to say it is the latest in collaborative workspace. It's got skylights. It's got LED lighting. It's got HVAC systems you can't hear that are super efficient. Talk a little bit about this LEED, which stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. Talk a little bit about this process of getting this certification for the space.
We had to evaluate all the building products that are used here, Kemp. It was quite a lengthy documentation process. We also had to have building commissioners come in where they evaluate all of the mechanical systems, make sure that the building is operating as promised. We also implemented an incredible recycling program for all of our employees, and we're all very involved in this. We even have carpool signs for employees that are carpooling. And this, of course, encourages more employees to do so.
It also has a certified wildlife habitat outside, right?
Yes, that's right. We did make sure that we planted native grasses and kept the vegetation in a natural setting so that it provides food and habitat for birds and other wildlife.
Now, this brainchild was, I guess it came about with you, who you had been working for the Southern company, Georgia Power, before you came over here about 2.5 years ago. And you and Michelle Vermette actually had this brainchild to create this space since it made sense to convert this old mill into an office, right?
Yeah, and you know, my background to my very first LEED project is actually with Georgia Power, and I created the business case that convinced the leadership at that company to pursue LEED certification, and I was really involved in that, and I decided when I came to Mohawk and learned we were going to be moving to Calhoun that I wanted to do the same thing here.
Well, this is a neat space, and anybody that's in the business needs to come and check it out. It's got a timeline of the history of the company in here. It is a collaborative, and that's, you know, it's an overused term, but people who work here have got to feel like they're part of the team. Let's talk about some other things that are going on related to your job. In just a few short months, you're also going to be cutting the ribbon on another renovated space, and in that space, you're seeking the Living Building Challenge, right?
Yes, so the Living Building Challenge project at the Mohawk Design Center, which is in Dalton, Georgia, is the very first Living Building Challenge registered project in the Southeast.
And that's going to be a place for A&D guests of Mohawk to come and work collaboratively with projects they're working on. And it's the old world building in Dalton, right?
Yes, yeah, so it's a really interesting older building that is surrounded by glass windows. And the concept for that building is called Light Lab, which came out of a project that we had with the Savannah College of Art and Design students in which they submitted concepts, and that was the winning concept for that building. And it really relates to the beautiful natural light that comes into that building and the positive impact that that has on all of us in terms of productivity and creativity.
Mm-hmm. And it also has some nature. It has water features and some really kind of bringing the outdoors in, doesn't it?
Yes. So part of the Living Building Challenge is biophilia, where you do incorporate natural elements into the building itself. And certainly that building has beautiful vistas, and it's surrounded by a lovely forest, and we plan to keep all that intact.
Now, versus this LEED Gold certification, you were telling me a while ago that this Living Building Challenge is even more stringent. I mean, you cannot use any red-listed items, and so it's kind of almost the next notch on creating a workspace that's been well thought out, right?
Yes, and so the Living Building Challenge is the most aspirational green building standard in the world, created by Jason McLennan at the International Living Future Institute. And Mohawk is really stretching our ideals and our position in sustainability by taking this project on. But it's truly a group effort, and we are planning on having another grand opening celebration next year in the spring, and it's all coming together very nicely.
All right, so next week is Green Build, where a lot of us will be in Washington at the annual USGBC Educational Emporium and Trade Show. And you're actually going to be up there as the alum chair of the Women in Sustainability Leadership Group, right?
Yes. So on November 19th, Green Building and Design Magazine will again host a dinner, and this whole effort in women in sustainability leadership has expanded. We will be recognizing 20 new leaders, and these are women that have accomplished great things in their careers, more yet to come, and it's very exciting that we're all going to be coming together and meeting one another and celebrating women in sustainability leadership.
That sounds like a neat event, so we look forward to being there next week. Now that you're a global company, being sustainable around the globe is a difficult accomplishment, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's different ways of communicating, there's different standards, there's different certifications, but we are working on that as well. We do have a stronger team in place now that is global in nature, and we are working those avenues as well.
All right, Rochelle, it's great to be with you again. I've been talking to Rochelle Rautman, Vice President of Sustainability for Mohawk Flooring, from the old spinning mill that's been converted to the Mohawk Flooring Center in Calhoun, Georgia. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.